Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, The Cosmic Manifestation, Chapter 2, The Lord in the Heart, Text 22. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yadi Prayasan Nripa Parameshtyang Vaihayasanam Uta Yad Biharam Ashtadipatyang Guna Sanivaye Sahaiva Gachchain Manasendriyais Cha Yadi Prayasandrpa Paramestyang Vahayasanam Uta Yad Viharam Ashtadipatyang Gunasannivaye Sahaiva Gachchen Manasendriyascha Yadi Prayasyan Nirpa Padamestyang Vaihayasanam Uta Yad Viharam Ashtadipatyang Gunasannivaye Sahaiva Gachchen Manasendriyascha Yadi Prayasyan Nirpaparameshtyang Vahayasanam Uta Yad Viharam Ashtadipatyang Gunasannivaye Sahaiva Gachchen Manasendriyascha.
Please chant.
Ladies,
I
anyone else. Yadi, however, prayasyan, maintaining a desire. Nripa, O King, Parameshtyam, the governing planet of the material world. Vaihyasanam, of the beings known as the Vaihyasas. Uta, it is said, yat, what is, viharam, place of enjoyment, ashta adipatyam, lording it over with eightfold achievements, gunasannivaye, in the world of three modes of nature, saha, along with, eva, certainly, gachet, should go, manasa, accompanied by the mind, indriyai, and the senses, cha, also. However, O King, if a yogi maintains a desire for improved material enjoyment, like transference to the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, or the achievement of the eightfold perfections, travel in outer space with the Vaihyasas, or a situation in one of the millions of planets, then he has to take away with him the materially molded mind and senses. Purport by our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. In the upper status of the planetary systems, there are facilities thousands and thousands of times greater for material enjoyments than in the lower planetary systems. The topmost planetary systems consist of planets like Brahmaloka and Dhruvaloka, or the pole star, and all of them are situated beyond Maharloka. The inhabitants of those planets are empowered with eightfold achievements of mystic perfection. They do not have to learn and practice the mystic processes of yoga perfection and achieve the power of becoming small like a particle, animasiddhi, or lighter than a soft feather, lagimasiddhi. They do not have to get anything and everything, and from anywhere and everywhere, prapti siddhi, to become heavier than the heaviest, mahima siddhi, to act freely, even to create something wonderful, or to annihilate anything at will, ishitva siddhi, to control all material elements, vashitva siddhi, to possess such power as will never be frustrated in any desire, prakamya siddhi, or to assume any shape or form one may even whimsically desire, kama vasayita siddhi. All these expediences are as common as natural gifts for the inhabitants of those higher planets. They do not require any mechanical help to travel in outer space, and they can move and travel at will from one planet to any other planet within no time. The inhabitants of the Earth cannot move even to the nearest planet except by mechanical vehicles like spacecraft. But the highly talented inhabitants of such higher planets can do everything very easily. Since a materialist is generally inquisitive to experience what is actually in such planetary systems, he wants to see everything personally. As exquisite persons, what's that? Excuse me. As inquisitive persons tour all over the world to gain local experience, the less intelligent transcendentalist similarly desires to have some experience of those planets of which he has heard so many wonderful things. The yogi can, however, easily fulfill his desire by going there with the present materialistic mind and senses. The prime inclination of the materialistic mind is to lord it over the material world, and all the siddhis mentioned above are features of domination all over the world. The devotees of the Lord are not ambitious to dominate a false and temporary phenomenon. On the contrary, a devotee wants to be dominated by the supreme predominator, the Lord. A desire to serve the Lord, the supreme predominator, is spiritual or transcendental, and one has to attain this purification of the mind and senses to get admission into the spiritual kingdom. With the materialistic mind, one can reach the best planet in the universe, but no one can enter into the kingdom of God. Senses are called spiritually purified when they are not involved in sense gratification. Senses require engagements, and when the senses are engaged totally in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, they have no chance to become contaminated by material infections. So, in looking at this verse and purport yesterday, I was reminded of a very, very important verse by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was instructing Rupa Goswami. Brahmanda Brahmate Kono Bhagivan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When we speak of Brahmanda, we refer to the whole universe or to the cluster of many millions of universes. In all the universes, there are innumerable planets, and there are innumerable living entities upon those planets, in the air, on land, and in the water. There are millions and trillions of living entities everywhere, and they are engaged by Maya in suffering and enjoying the results of their fruitive activity, life after life. This is the position of the materially conditioned living entities. Out of many of these living entities, one who is factually fortunate, Bhagyavan, comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master by Krishna's mercy. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, and if one desires something, Krishna fulfills one's desires. If the living entity by chance or fortune comes in contact with the Krishna consciousness movement and wishes to associate with that movement, Krishna, who is situated in everyone's heart, gives him the chance to meet a bona fide spiritual master. This is called Guru Krishna Prasad. Krishna is prepared to bestow his mercy upon all living entities. And as soon as a living entity desires the Lord's mercy, the Lord immediately gives them an opportunity to meet a bona fide spiritual master. Such a fortunate person is fortified by both Krishna and the spiritual master. He is helped from within by Krishna and from without by the spiritual master. Both are prepared to help the sincere living being become free from material bondage. How one can become this fortunate can be seen in the life of Srila Narada Muni. In his previous life, he was born of a maidservant. Although he was not born into a prestigious position, his mother was fortunately engaged in rendering service to some Vaishnavas. When these Vaishnavas were resting during the Chaturmasya period, the boy Narada took the opportunity to engage in their service. Taking compassion upon the boy, the Vaishnavas offered him the remnants of their food. By serving these Vaishnavas and obeying their orders, the boy became the object of their sympathy, and by the Vaishnavas' unknown mercy, he gradually became a pure devotee. In the next life, he was Narada Muni, the most exalted of Vaishnavas and the most important guru and acharya of Vaishnavas. Following in the footsteps of Narada Muni, this Krishna consciousness movement is rendering service to humanity by giving everyone a chance to come in contact with Krishna. If one is fortunate, he becomes intimately related with this movement. Then, by the grace of Krishna, one's life becomes successful. Everyone has dormant Krishna bhakti, love for Krishna, and in the association of good devotees, that love is revealed. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabu Noi Sravanadi Shuddha Chitte Kareye Udoy. Dormant devotional service to Krishna is within everyone. Simply by associating with devotees, hearing their good instructions, and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, dormant love for Krishna is awakened. In this way, one acquires the seed of devotional service. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harenama 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 Evikivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this chapter is called The Lord in the Heart. And from the teachings of Krishnadas Kaviraj, we see that he explains, in our present condition, because we are so much covered by material consciousness, it is not possible to actually visualize Krishna in the heart. But that's okay. The super soul, Paramatma, the Lord in the heart, externally manifests himself as the spiritual master. So as devotees, we sing every day, Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Prasadan Nagati Katopi, Dayam Stubams Tasya Yashastri Sandhyam, Vande Guru Sri Charanada Vindam. Three times a day, we are instructed to remember our spiritual master. The spiritual master, especially Srila Prabhupada, is... Now, Prabhupada mentioned how Narada Muni, he said in that purport, Narada Muni is the most important acharya, guru. But for us, it's Srila Prabhupada. Because without Srila Prabhupada, nothing is here. All we'll have is coronavirus. But because we have Srila Prabhupada, we have hope, we have faith, and we have a chance, an opportunity. Opportunity, that is very, very important. We have been given a golden opportunity. All we have to do is take the advice and instructions of Srila Prabhupada. As it said in today's purport in the Bhagavatam, senses are called spiritually purified when they are not involved in sense gratification. So elsewhere, Prabhupada writes, there's only two things, devotional service and sense gratification. That's it. And as living entities, we are always at that junction. Do I want to engage in sense gratification or do I want to engage in devotional service? And because that is our position, tatastha, marginal. Now, sorry, you're not God. Some people, and I also had a hard time dealing with this. What? Why didn't God make me like himself, God? No. I'm a living entity. I'm an insignificant living entity. Nothing special. Just an ordinary, generic jiva soul, haribol. I'm not anything wonderful or special. Darn, why couldn't I be born as Narayan? No. We are living entities. But although we are living entities, still, as was mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, dormant love of God is already there in the heart. It's not something foreign. It's already there. So the opportunity is always there. Now, in the purport, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada's concise purport, association of devotees. That's why we are so fortunate we have a temple. We're so fortunate because we have the opportunity to associate with devotees. We're all devotees. And we have the chance to associate. And that association has to be based on Krishna. Yesterday, I was listening to several lectures of Prabhupada on YouTube. One good thing about YouTube, Prabhupada is there. You can just click and he's there. So much Prabhupada is there. So Prabhupada was saying that as devotees, when we associate, the association should be based on Krishna. Krishna Katha. There is that famous verse in the first canto. Prabhupada was speaking about it. Srinvatang Swakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hridyantakstohi Abhudrani Vidhunoti Suritsatam. So what is abhadrani? What is inauspicious? Here in the temple, we have subhadra. Not just bhadra means auspicious. Subhadra means most, very auspicious. So we have the most auspicious here in this temple. But in that shloka, this word abhadrani, the way Prabhupada translates it, is affinity for material enjoyment. So here it is said, senses are spiritually purified when they are not involved in sense gratification. Senses require engagement. So this brings to mind that phrase from the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Parang drisva nivartate. How to get the higher taste of engagement. So in the beginning, when we come to Krishna consciousness, especially when we join the temple, we are trained systematically how to adopt a higher taste. Rupa Goswami points out that the holy name, fame, form, pastimes, characteristics of Krishna is sweet like sugar. But when we have material affinity, when we identify with this material world, when we identify that sense gratification is the goal of life, then it is very difficult to engage in the activities of Krishna consciousness. It tastes bitter. We don't like it. It's hard. Getting up early in the morning. Oh, I want to sleep. No, you have to get up early in the morning. Take bath. Come to the temple. Chant the prayers. Then chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Worship the Tulsi, come again, hear the class, and then we have our different practical engagements which are meant to remind us of Krishna's name, fame, form, pastimes, etc. Prabhupada writes, these are not ordinary engagements. Never I should think, oh, I'm just a sweeper. No, you're Krishna's sweeper. Oh, I'm just a assistant in the kitchen. I'm a Shudra. No, you're Krishna's assistant. Oh, I'm a bookseller. No, you're not a bookseller. You're Krishna's book assistant. We have to see our activities in terms of Krishna consciousness. So this chapter is entitled The Lord of the Heart. And so I went through Bhagavad Gita yesterday and I took out all the verses which deal with the Lord in the heart. There's quite a lot in the Bhagavad Gita about Supersoul. I was amazed. Here, 7th chapter, 21st verse. Yo yo yang yang tunung bhakta sradayarchitam ichati tasya tasya chalang shraddang tam eva vididham yaham. I am in everyone's heart as the Supersoul. As soon as one desires to worship some demigod, I make one's faith steady so that one can devote oneself to that particular deity. So see how Supersoul is there. Then in the very next verse, Sataya Sradaya Gyuktas Tasya Radhanam Ihate Labate Chattata Kaman Mayaiva Vihitan Hitan. That last line, very important. Mayaiva Vihitan Hitan. Endowed with such a faith, one begins to worship a particular demigod and obtains his desires. But in actuality, these benefits are bestowed by me alone. And we learn from further teachings of Bhagavatam that the demigod, when a person approaches a demigod. That demigod is not independent. Krishna, in the heart of the demigod, dictates, yes, you give the benediction. No. There is that story in Krishna book, Bana Asura. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva and him had a very intimate relationship. But when the battle was there between Shivadwar and Narayanadwar, the Shivadwar was sent by Lord Shiva to protect Bana Asura. But the Shivadwar was defeated. And the Shivadwar offered many prayers to the Narayanadwar, admitting that yes, my Lord Shiva could not give me protection. Therefore, I am forced to surrender to you. And then finally, Krishna took care of Bana Asura and cut off 996 arms, leaving him with 4. And Lord Shiva himself offered so many prayers to Lord Krishna. And he requested him, please, please, this Banasura has done so much service for me. You please spare him. And Krishna said, yes, I promised his forefathers, Prahlad, that after I killed Hiranyakashipu, I told Prahlad I would never kill anyone again in his dynasty. And that Banasura was the grandson of Bali Maharaj, who was the grandson of Prahlad. So Krishna said, yes, I will not kill him, but he was a little puffed up. I had to knock him down. Because that's Krishna's business. He did that to Indra. Same thing. Indra, don't be puffed up. Yes, you can continue to be Lord Indra, but don't be puffed up. Remember, I can take everything away at one moment. So now we are seeing that. This coronavirus, nobody knows. The whole world is panicking because nobody knows what's the next episode. Millions of, I'm not saying, but we don't know how Krishna's, Bhishma Dev said, nobody knows the plan of Lord Sri Krishna. Although great saints and sages inquire, nobody knows. So we don't know what Krishna has in store for the world right now. Everything, what are we taught? Everything, not a blade of grass, moves without the sanction of Krishna. So obviously Krishna is sanctioning this. What are we supposed to do? Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Yes, I saw the email yesterday that Swava sent. All the precautions ISKCON is taking. They are to be applauded. They are acting very, very intelligently, unlike somebody whose name I cannot mention. But the temple ISKCON movement is acting conscientiously and intelligent. So, yes, in Krishna consciousness, we do everything from the material aspect, using intelligence, but also we understand from the Bhagavad Gita, yes, there are 5 causes for the accomplishment of any action. But the 5th factor, again, supersoul, paramdaiva, that's supersoul. Let's continue with these verses. Ariyagyoham evatra Dehe Deha Britang Vara. And I, the Supreme Lord, represented as the Supersoul in the heart of every embodied being, am called Adi Yajna, the Lord of Sacrifice. Now, when we get to the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there is a whole bunch of verses explaining Supersoul. Here they are. Kshetrajñam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetrajñayor jñanam yat taj jñanam matang mama. O scion of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its knower is called knowledge. That is my opinion. So that again is Supersoul. He's the knower in everyone's body. Sarvatak pani padang tat sarvatok shiro mukam sarvatak shruti ma loke sarvam avritya tishtati. Everywhere are his hands and legs, his eyes, heads and faces, and he has ears everywhere. In this way the Supersoul exists, pervading everything. So Supersoul is not some ghost or some vague concept. He is a manifestation of Shirodakshay Vishnu. And this chapter, the Lord in the Heart, will be described. Supersoul, Paramat, will be described. So yes, if he's in everybody's heart, then he has hands and legs, eyes, faces, everywhere. Sarvendriya guna basang sarvendriya vivarjitam. Asaktam sarva brichchaiva nirgunang guna boktricha. The Supersoul is the original source of all senses, yet he is without senses. Wait a second. Krishna, you're contradicting yourself, Krishna. You just said that Supersoul has his hands and legs, eyes, heads, and faces everywhere, and now you're saying he's without senses? You have to think a little bit when you come to Bhagavad Gita. You have to use your brain a little bit. Obviously, what Krishna is saying, he does not have material. He does not have material senses. He has heads, face, senses everywhere, but they're spiritual. Now that makes sense. He doesn't have senses like you and me. He is unattached, and he is the maintainer of all living beings. He transcends the modes of nature, and at the same time, he is the master of all the modes of nature. Avibhaktam chabhuteshu, vibhaktam ivachastitam, bhuta bhatri chataj gyayam, grashishnu prabhavishnu cha. Although the Supersoul appears to be divided among all beings, he is never divided. He is situated as one. Although he is the maintainer of every living entity, it is to be understood that he devours and develops all. So yes, he's in everyone's heart, but he's still the same person. It's not that my Supersoul is different from your Supersoul and they're competing. No, it's the same Supersoul. It's a reflection of Shirodakshay Vishnu in everyone's heart. Bhishma Dev mentioned this on his deathbed prayers. The sun, you may have thousands of water pots, noonday sun in Delhi. The sun is shining, you will see the sun in every pot. But does that mean there are 1,000 suns? No. One sun being reflected in the 1,000 parts. Same? One Krishna reflecting in everyone's heart. Hridi sarvasya vishtitam. The Supersoul is situated in everyone's heart. This is all from 13th chapter. One of my favorite shlokas. Upadrasta numanta cha bharta bhokta maheshwara paramatmeti chap yukto Dehismin Purusha Parmo. Yet in this body there is another, a transcendental enjoyer, who is the Lord, the supreme proprietor, who exists as the overseer and permitter, and who is known as Supersoul. Upadrasta Anumanta. This is the function of Supersoul. He's overseeing, he sees everything. Nobody gets away with anything. You can cheat from your wife or your business associates or the government. You can cheat. Some people get away. But you can't cheat Krishna. Because he's seeing everything at all time. In sixth canto, we understand there are 13 witnesses to every action of the conditioned soul. What, you think you're going to get away? 13 witnesses? If you're in a law court and the prosecutor says, I have 13 witnesses that saw you do the crime, no jury is going to get you off. So Krishna has it down. 13 witnesses, one of which, of course, is Supersoul. And he is the sanctioner or the permitter. Thumbs up, thumbs down. So therefore, it behooves us to constantly petition Krishna. Constantly. Please engage me in your service. Please protect me. Please deliver me. Constantly, I should be crying out to Krishna. Please, Krishna, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam, Rakshamam. Please protect me. Pahimam, please protect me. That should be my constant, especially now. You don't know. This virus, you could get it anywhere. You go to a public bathroom, who knows? I was just thinking the other day, I was in a grocery store shopping. I invited Archita and two other devotees, couple of Teek and Jai Jagadish for prasad. Actually, my wife invited. And so I had to get groceries. And I was thinking, here I am in this grocery store. All the vegetables are out in the open. I don't know who's touched it, right? People do that. They go to the store, some of them smell it, and I don't want it, to put it back. It's a risk. Everything's a risk now. The whole world is topsy-turvy. At any moment, bye-bye. Therefore, solution, pray to Krishna. There's a few more verses. Sabang Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishtantang Parameshwaram Vinashya Vashvinashyatvang Yak Pashyati Sapashyati. One who sees the Supersoul accompanying the individual soul in all bodies, and who understands that neither the soul nor the Supersoul within the destructible body is ever destroyed, actually sees. Samang Pashyang Hi Sarvatra Samavastitam Ishwaram Nahi Nastyat Manatmanang Tato Yati Parangatim. One who sees the Supersoul equally present everywhere in every living being does not degrade oneself by the mind. Thus one approaches the transcendental destination. Here is one of the big verses about Supersoul, which everyone should know. Savasya chaham hridi sani visto mataksmitir gyanam apohanam cha. More functions of the Supersoul. I am seated in everyone's heart. From me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Just see how dependent we are on Krishna. You lose your keys, you're dependent on Krishna. Here I am trying to give this class. If Krishna doesn't help me, I can only do this if Krishna helps me. And understanding. How do I understand something? That's Krishna. Ah, another big, big super soul verse. Ishvara sarva bhutanang hriddeshe arjun tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and as directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of material energy. Thank you for listening. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Might there be some discussion, some challenge? Looks like everybody is... All right. Oh, yes. Okay, when you sing here in the temple, you're singing for God. So this, and also the vibration is transcendental or spiritual. Okay? So if I don't sing for God, and if I don't sing transcendental sound vibrations, then what am I singing for? I'm singing for Rock Me Baby. I'm singing to attract somebody to satisfy my senses. Right? The songs out there, they're usually lamenting how they didn't enjoy sense gratification, or they're singing, I want more sense gratification. Here is different. We're saying, God, I love you. God, I want to serve you. I want my sweet Lord. Have you ever heard of that song? My sweet Lord. I really want to see you. I really want to be with you. And I've added my verse. I really want to serve you. That's what we're doing here. What's that? Even though I... Thank you, Architon. Okay, do you see the difference? It's the intention. Everything is the intention. What is the intention? Here, the intention is how to love and serve God. No other intention. Yes, Prabhu.
Yes. Thank you for your class, Prabhu. I was wondering if we are here to rectify and purify, to go back to Godhead, when do we know that Krishna knows or Krishna sees that we are pure?
So, this is an excellent question. Because there is this word, pratyakshava. Pratyakshavagamam, in 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Things will be revealed to you in your heart. I give you a practical example. In about 2 minutes, you're going to honor prasad. You know when you've had enough. You know you're satisfied. Nobody can tell. You know. Oh, Prabhu, thank you. Right? You know it inside. So little by little, things will be revealed to you. And one day, Krishna will reveal himself to you. So keep on chanting. Keep on serving the devotees and Krishna. Be patient. The day will come. It's getting close. With each mantra, you're getting one step closer. Don't give up. That's the thing. Don't quit. Stay in there. Keep going. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
light us off of?